Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, we got the news and we got good sports all coming ahead. First, Tommy John. Oh, man, gifting season's here. Now, you want the best gift for him or for her? Tommy John, revolutionary underwear, loungewear, and clothing brand that guarantees perfect fit. I'm wearing my Tommy John t-shirt right now. I'm wearing my Tommy John underpants right now. Breathable, wedgie-proof underwear. Ridiculously soft loungewear and pajama stuff. Oh, so beautiful when it gets cold outside and you put on your Tommy Johns, you get your long johns going. Guaranteed to fit perfectly. Lightweight, breathable fabrics with multi-directional stretch. So their bras and underwear fit any type of body. Tommy John eliminated the visible panty lines for women, and they've created the horizontal quick draw fly for men. So these guys are innovators. Plus, you'll never get a wedgie guaranteed. First pair isn't the best you've ever worn. You get your money back. It's the best. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Leave the jingling to the bells and give the gift of comfort this holiday with limited edition gifts like loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. Plus, save 20% on your first order when you visit TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for month 7 of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a recording of Adam breaking down Adam's 12 favorite songs of all time. A jar of Coffee Booster, perfect for filling you up in the AM so you don't eat the donuts that asshole brought into the office. Heavenly Kettle Corn, the most delicious kettle corn in the known universe. Seriously, we've eaten a concerning amount of it at the studio. Bottle of Mangria or 33 wine, and a custom silver Mangria flask for the aforementioned booze. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Break. Viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Hey, I want to tell you guys real quick that Shelby American, the doc, the definitive story of Carol Shelby, who you now know is in the theater, played by Matt Damon, is available at Chassis. Blu-ray, DVD and download CHASSY. It's going good. So check that out, because that is the real story of Carol Shelby. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Gina Grant.
Sure. Well, lots on the agenda today, but I do have some very, very important breaking news that I want to make sure we hit first, because it is breaking across the wire right now. Our very own Chris Maxipata, expert executive producer extraordinaire. It is his birthday today, and we love him, and we wanted to show him very, very special appreciation with a very, very, very special cake that Gary ran out and got for him. Chris, do you want to describe what you were just handed?
Yeah, the cake says Happy B-Day, Chris, and it has the infamous Salt Lake City arch.
How did you have to explain that to these cake artists?
I drew a picture.
That's awesome. That's the best you can do.
I literally was sitting, last night in the sort of comics corral upstairs of the Laugh Factory.
I hear where this is going.
I was talking to a brother who's a comedian I've seen a few times around, and we're just chit-chatting, and he goes, well, every time I go back to St. Louis, I go, hold the phone. Mm. Let me tell you a story. I was in Salt Lake City. Yeah? I said, let me tell you about your arch.
Adam, I looked it up. There's no record of an arch in Salt Lake
City. Right.
I can offer, I asked around.
Max Bass, 34 years young.
Yeah.
Baby.
Good. He's a baby.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
I mean, elder.
Yeah.
We love you. Happy birthday,
thank you,
Chris. And I apologize for this segue that's coming. NBC News reports that two guards at a federal prison in Manhattan have been indicted in connection with the investigation into accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. We spoke about this with AJ Benza just the other day.
Is this, to me, is this one of those things where you go to all the high-powered guys who he has to have photos of or pictures of
some
or whatever
kind of record,
guys,
yeah,
records of. Is this one of those things where it's like, look, kill him. I don't care if everyone says it was murder. He's dead, and there's going to be no, we argue for the end of time.
Yeah. There's no testimony.
Yeah.
I look at this whole story as just an indicator of how far down we've gone since the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, this is now we're,
this is what we got,
killing these guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a little bit of backstory. Michael Thomas and Tova Noel, they were on duty the night before Epstein was found dead by suicide, August 10th, have been indicted by a grand jury with six counts tied to falsifying prison records. The allegations are Thomas and Noel sat at their desk, browsed the internet. They were looking for furniture online, all whatever, and moved around a common area, but never conducted any rounds that night. So the indictment says that approximately 10:30 the night before until 6:30 a.m. In the morning when Epstein was found dead, the two never checked on him or any inmate in the jail's special housing unit.
And let me say this about guards. They're not the best and the brightest.
What?
They're the basic thing, the people that fall through the cracks. And we're essentially saying, here's a uniform and $4,000 a month so you won't be a criminal.
Right.
We're essentially going to recruit you to be on the happy side of the law.
We know what you want to do.
Right. And then you'll sit around and not do your job.
Yeah, and I think that maybe it's not misleading. Maybe I was projecting, but I think all the headlines on this were in a way a little misleading. I thought they were going to say, they were going to tie it to they did something actively to make sure that they weren't going to be around. All they're saying is they just neglected to do their job that night.
Didn't they? The ones I always feel sorry for is the brother of the world's worst person and on the planet, and they have to step up at some point and go, this is a mockery of a sham. It's like, okay. First off, he wasn't cleaning the cell and got choked out. He was in there because he was a pedophile.
You can lie lie on this one.
Yeah, okay, brother. Yeah. We appreciate you weighing in on this. But
yeah, at least Ted Kaczynski's brother turned them in.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
American hero.
Famous dime droppers. Then there's the other guy, the whatever killer was caught off the DNA off his brother.
The Golden State Killer.
The Golden State Killer. Mm-hmm. Come on, family members.
Step
Get involved.
Up.
Yeah. Sis, if you're listening, park it. Everyone else.
Thanksgiving's canceled.
Let's get going.
Well, speaking of parking it, starting in January, Brian, I feel like this is going to affect you more than anyone else.
LAX.
Yeah. Better. Much better. better, the happy side.
Oh.
Southern California residents with a long commute can choose to ditch traffic and fly to work. It's called FLOAT. It stands for Fly Over All Traffic. It's a commuter air service that has agreements to operate a fleet of 9 passenger planes.
Helicopters.
Planes at 40 small airports throughout Southern California. Ooh. We got Burbank, John
Santa
Wayne.
Monica?
No, Camarillo, Big Bear, but I'm sure that's coming.
Right on the street.
But like van pools, routes will be determined by customer demand. There's a membership cost of $12.50 a month. That's 5 days a week flights. So that's about $30 a flight.
Van pool was my gay porn name.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I spell pool differently, but yeah.
Oh, with the umlauts?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize
van
that.
Still work now.
Sure.
There's 2 U's.
Work with van pool, huh? Yeah, he's a pro.
Yeah. He always gets it done on time.
Good. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's always do this.
The only truck, well, I guess if you're going from like Burbank to Van Nuys or something, you know what
or
I mean?
Or downtown.
Like, where would it land downtown?
I know that's
the trick. Like it's got to land somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
This traffic problem in LA is so easily solvable.
How do we do it?
You're just ban one ethnic group per day from driving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and
some days will be lighter than others.
And, you know, you just, if you want to sell it, you just go. Remember how great things were on Rosh Hashanah last year?
That's right.
They always are.
When there were no Jews on the road, yes. It was fantastic.
It's always a light traffic day.
I know. All right. I just want to pick the order, if that's all right. You know, the Swedes aren't making a dent in this thing.
No.
But, we start with the Armenians, and then, you know, I'll let a representative of your group make an argument to me as to why you shouldn't be next.
We could have the whole EU for one, you know, like no Wednesdays.
Yeah.
You're going to have like regions, you know what I mean? Like Mexico. You can't just like Hispanic. Mexico one day, South, you know, Central America the next day.
Yeah. Mm. I get it. Plan it. I'm a paisan. I'll pick Sunday as
You're going to be
watching the ball.
Yeah.
All right, so look forward to that. That should be early next year. PG&E says it has found suspicious...
How about this? And then not only is this a way to lighten the traffic load, but it's a way to bring cultures together, which is you may travel on your nation's travel day, be it Italian, Hispanic, Armenian, whatever, but you must have at least 3 other Armos in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gather up your Armenian friends, you put them under the same roof, and there we go.
A mandatory carpool day.
Right. Mm. And you guys can look for some good falafel or kebab or, you know, whatever it is.
Kubaday.
I'm just throwing out ideas.
Sure. Yeah. That's a great idea. Love Kubaday.
Delicious.
PG&E says it found suspicious monetary claims by victims of California wildfires, including one man who says a 500-pound emerald worth $280 million was destroyed at his home in the fire. In the deadly wildfire.
Yeah.
The utility company is probing exceptionally large monetary claims, which appear suspicious, according to the court filing to determine PG&E's liability.
Hey, PG&E, play this one close to the vest.
Yeah.
It's shocking they're still a company.
Yeah, they do want their victims' documents, and they would like to see a receipt for the emerald.
They blew up a city!
Yeah.
And they're still a company.
They're the worst. And also the people that, like, after Katrina or the earthquake or whatever, start filing, trying to get some money out of FEMA and stuff. How bad are they?
These are not good people.
The people that set up these funds for the people affected by Katrina, but they were in Atlantic City at the time, and to try to get the GoFundMe thing.
Yep.
Do you not have a mirror in your house? Like, at a certain point, don't you have to go, like... Don't you have to live with you at some point? Like, just who you are? Like, hey, Bob, where'd you get the new Trans Am? Well, funny story.
remember
the tragedy of Katrina? Yeah.
So many people lost their lives.
It wasn't all
right,
tragic.
You know how I live in Atlanta? Yep. Okay, here's what I did with my laptop.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
You know what I mean?
But to Brian's point, maybe they just pay this out and move on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Bad, too.
Or maybe they look in the mirror and go, God, I'm so smart.
Yeah, they probably see a smart person.
Congratulations, you.
Good job.
So, Adam, you've brought up white lung on this show multiple times.
White lung.
Yeah. I mean, refresh us as to what that is.
I happen to know that all the stuff we get hysterical about kind of comes back to bite us in the ass. And I started hearing about like little stupid things like 12 years ago when you talk to a nutritionist, they go like, How much do you weigh? 200 pounds. You got to drink 200 ounces of water every 10 minutes. You have to overhydrate and blah, blah, blah. And you go, that sounds like nonsense to me. But everyone starts preaching it. You're not drinking enough water. And then at some point, a study comes out. And it turns out you're supposed to drink when you're thirsty. That's the new study. Yeah. Okay. I start seeing all the Purell and all the veggie wash and all the spray and everything. And I start seeing kids getting slathered with sunscreen. And it's you're taking chemicals. You're just rubbing it all over them. And then you start hearing dermatologists going, you put on sunscreen every day. Like, even if you're walking to the mailbox, you should have sunscreen.
Look out your window.
And I'm like, when did the sun become so evil? And how come when I was a kid, we just take our shirts off and go on the front lawn and play with the hose for 9 hours in summer? No one had sunscreen. And then I start seeing mom spraying it all over the kid like they had the aerosol, the weaponized version of it. And the kid, and mom would be screaming, no, no, come here, come here. The kid's just standing there in a cloud of this shit. Like, I know leaf blowers are going to be the worst fucking thing in the world. Like, they're half that. They're already outlawed. They won't enforce it. But the leaf blowers are going to prove to be the death of us all. But just shh. And you have this chemical compound being sprayed on this kid. Close your eyes. Shh. Yep. They're breathing it in.
Yeah. Hence, right. White lung.
That's white lung.
So there's a new sheriff in town.
That's the name of my dog, by the way. It's part wolf. To a Van Poole, the gay porn star's never seen without his half wolf dog, White Lung.
The son of White Fang. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new lung sheriff in town. A UK man's innocent decision to change his bedding caused him to develop a strange, rare condition that left him gasping for air, according to doctors. In a new case study, they detail how the man came down with a rare form of allergy to bird feathers that filled his duvet cover, his duvet and pillows. It's known as duvet lung.
Are duvets still filled with feathers? It's all synthetic.
If you pay enough.
Wow.
According to the study, the 43-year-old man had suffered months of dizziness and fatigue and breathlessness. He finally visited his doctor. At first, the doctor assumed he had bronchitis, but by December, it worsened to the point he could no longer walk to the next room without being out of breath.
I'm sorry, this guy's a puss.
Well, listen to this. Apparently,
allergic to down.
He has duvet lung. The man had a particular illness that tends to strike people who raise and work closely with birds. They call it bird fancier's lung.
I had dust ruffle syndrome for a long time, but I was able to shake it.
That's good. How'd you beat it?
Oh, well, it's hard work.
Yeah.
No,
willpower.
No substitute. Yeah,
the
other,
the wristband.
The other. we are trying to raise money. The other syndrome that I decided was something we're causing is something I called floating liver. It's from going through the airport check, going through the security, and realize you paid $8 for a thing of water 10 minutes ago at the newsstand, and now I chug. Like, I'm like, I'm not throwing away this $8 fight. Yeah. I just stand there and just literally shotgun 71 ounces of water. So there's going to be white lung and floating liver.
Floating kidney. I think, yeah.
Or whatever it was.
It's a major organ.
It's a major organ.
Some floating.
So South Dakota was attempting to get their residents to say no to drugs, but they apparently came up really with the slogan. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but we have a picture of it. It's called Meth, We're On It. Though the campaign was mocked endlessly on the internet, the state governors took to social media and they defended it. Governor Kristi Noem.
What does that one say?
Meth, I'm on it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wrote, hey, Twitter, the whole point of this ad campaign is to raise awareness. So I think it's working. According to the newspaper, the campaign so far has cost the state about $500,000. That's about a third of it's $1.4 million South Dakota agreed to pay a Minnesota-based advertising agency to come up with this.
Oh, no. And who's the agency?
It doesn't say, but I would love for Kristi to find out. Meth, we're on it.
Could be stupid, and dumber. I've worked with those guys for a while.
How great is that?
They're overrated.
Meth, it's so insidious. They mean like I'm on it.
Like we're on the case.
We're on the case.
Yeah.
But these guys are a high school football team. What do they mean that they're on? Like, were they going kicking in warehouse doors and yelling no time for backup? Or are they just practicing peewee football?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One for the advertising agency.
I was looking at this ad for Sprite in this new genderless world where Sprite is super woke. And Sprite has all these like transitioning kids and supportive parents, and it's all part of the Sprite, by the way. Sprite in charge of... Sprite is a delivery system for corn syrup for 11-year-olds.
Right.
So I know you guys claim to love kids, but drinking soda is about the worst thing you can do to your body when you're 0 to 15. But the mom is putting makeup on the first kid. It's from Argentina, by the way. If you watch, it's very progressive. It's a mom doing up her son...
When you are,
and then the next kid
through a storm,
is getting a boob grabber, boob smasher,
like a corset.
But there's no boobs to hold back. Come on, let me see some jugs. And then they're dressing up like a gal, except for they were a gal. Wait a minute, is this somebody else?
Wait, that second one was a girl who was developing breasts.
Yeah, I think this is somebody else.
Trying to smash them down.
Wait, pause it for a second. No, I know, but she didn't have any breasts.
That was also true.
Who is there a third person that's different, or is this the first thing I thought? The first two people were the same person.
I think the third person is different. The third person is there with their grandma.
I think
they're
all
different person.
I think those are all different kids.
Oh, okay.
That's not the same kid as that kid.
Vignettes.
Yeah, well, look, let me see some titties if we're going to suppress something.
What are we keeping down?
Keep them down, man. Can't hold the titties back. And then the grandma's helping with the corset.
With the drag show.
The drag show. And then in the end, the dad's driving his gay teenage boys, or his boy and his boyfriend to the gay pride parade. I just think it's funny that it's all sponsored by Sprite, which has been essentially poisoning kids since 1961.
She's getting emotional.
The mom is so happy. Grandma's so progressive. My grandma would have dug this shit. The dad is looking in the rear view. The dad gives a look, though. It's not really... I don't know if he approves. I'm not sure if he's down with the son and the gay pride. He goes, he's got a little longing. A little longing in his eye. All right. Anyway, Van Poole was my gay porn.
Oddly enough, that was done by the same North Carolina ad
North
Dakota ad agency.
They got some range, man.
They really do.
They really went international.
This guy, we're on him.
I'm on meth.
This guy, I'm behind him. All right, let me hit LifeLock, and then we'll keep going here. LifeLock, companies who underestimate the damage of employee data being stolen and leaked on the dark web. Oh, man, your info's out there, people. You need to protect yourself. Hacking employee email addresses could lead to a serious security issue. You do everything online. You buy everything online. It's all so convenient. And now you need a little insurance for all those transactions. It's important to understand how cyber crimes affects your life. Identity theft is a very serious issue. Somebody's identity is stolen every 2 seconds, and you could miss it if you're just monitoring your credit. Good thing there's a LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. It's 2000 and almost 20, everyone. Protect your identity with LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
Knowing to prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses, LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Until December 8th, join and get a special discount. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK to hear... Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code Adam for 30% off or more.
And like I say all the time, the only instance of somebody's identity being stolen and then having it been returned with an apology is my buddy Ray. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this FICO score.
<There's a trend
laughs> We're thieves and your FICO score is screwing up our
this
credit.
This is a waste of time, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ray hates that joke. You know what joke? You know the joke he hates the most? Because he's a carpenter. I go, here's how bad the state of carpentry is. And I mean it. I go, Ray, you're in demand.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
That's all you need to know.
You are in demand.
That's right.
He hates that joke.
Sultan.
I tell him I'm not joking. And then he hates it more.
Hates that statement.
Yes.
Chris did a little sleuthing. Broadhead Company, it's the ad agency out of Minnesota. They paid almost $500,000 for that ad. So maybe Christy's heard of them. So Rob Gronkowski took to social media over the weekend and teased a big big announcement that he was going to make on Tuesday. And New England Patriots feel, and fans feel, very let down by the former tight end now that they know what the announcement is. If you haven't heard, Gronkowski is planning to be in attendance at the Super Bowl in Miami, but not as a player. He's hosting a music festival called Gronk Beach. The press release reads, he might not be playing in the game this year, but he is taking Miami by storm with his personal music festival, Gronk Beach.
I'm surprised Gronk doesn't get me too, because there's tons of footage of him like jiggling his girlfriend's titties and stuff. Like,
really?
Put up a picture of Gronk and Lynette.
He like reaches around and grabs her and like all this stuff. And it's like, because he's Gronk, he's like, Gronk, and
it's like Teflon.
Yeah,
he was like the juice.
Al Franken's got to look at this shit and go, "Come on,
this guy!
Jesus Christ! Put my hands outside of a flak jacket. I got tossed out of the.
Oh boy!
There's a picture of him and Lynette at the rehab.
Who's
the
grabbing
Hard
Rock. Who?
He's giant.
He's a big man.
He's a giant man. But I'm telling you, like during the parade and stuff of the Super Bowl and everything. He's just all over her, and she's all fun about it, but I don't know.
That'll be your next park bench couple, Gronk and Al Franken.
And Al Franken.
So it says, constructed right on the sand of Miami Beach, Gronk's eccentric personality will come to life, combining his favorite artists, food, drinks, beach performers, and more. Gronkowski has until November 30th to decide whether or not he will return from the reserve retired list, but this probably means he does not have plans to get back on the field if he's planning a beach party.
You know they do when they put like horses get paid and they go to stud.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we hook Gronk's dad up to some sort of milking machine? Because he's got brothers that are all Gronked up and he's all Gronked up. I mean, this ain't one and done. He's got a whole family of big old dudes.
Are they all football players?
They're all something. Yeah.
I love where your head's at, but maybe the mom's the athletic one. You know what I mean? We got to get Gronk and the brothers to start doing.
I'll harvest an egg or two. But
Brian, what are you implying?
The dad's pretty Gronky. Is I don't know. You can find a picture of the dad and the brothers. The dad's the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree or whatever it is. His dad's kind of a specimen himself.
Okay, so put him out to stud.
Or at least,
at least milk him.
Yeah.
Whoa! It's a big family.
It's a big bunch of dudes.
It's the Gronk boys.
Dad's pretty damn strapping too.
The one on the left looks like the athletic one.
It's good seed,
There's
man.
So many of them.
I know.
That looks like a Proud Boys march.
Mm-hmm.
Proud Boys.
Well, look at their outfits. But
that's
I'm sure
the title of one of Van Poole's movies.
Proud Boys march.
I think we just left it at Proud Boys. Boys with a Z, an urban flavor.
We were talking beer earlier, and I want to make sure you know that with the holiday traditions coming up, Miller High Life has officially created a noteworthy one. Last year, for the first time, the champagne of beers was sold nationwide in actual champagne bottles, just in time for everyone's holiday celebrations. Hold on.
Anchor seems to have been doing that for years.
Now for 2019. They're bringing them back. Last year, the limited edition bottles proved so buzzworthy that they sold out nationwide. And the brand says the bottles are hitting the shelves this month with a suggested retail price of $3.49.
Yeah, you know, the thing about beer is
Christ.
So
no beer makes it the night in the fridge because of the carbonation, right? So it's like if you open a large container of beer, unless you find opening a can, it's like a bridge too far. Like, I feel like a 16-ounce tall boy, that's perfect, fits right in that pint glass, it's good. Mm-hmm. And then if you want another one, it'll be fresh and fully carbonated in 2 hours versus there's a little trick. Tell me if you guys have experienced this first world problem. I think this is what I like to. I'm going to do a coffee table book called What Black People Think White People Talk About, and this will be one of them. Don't you hate it when you open a bottle of champagne and you put the stopper in it and you go to put it in the fridge, but with the stopper in it, it's too tall
it's
for
too
any of the shelves in the fridge. So you lie it on its side, but you're scared that the carbonation is going to like push it out and you're going to open the fridge and it's all going to come pouring out in 2 hours.
Underneath it and put it at an angle.
Don't you hate it?
That's the worst.
It's the worst. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I only drink Sprite.
Out of a champagne glass?
Now that you've been freed. Sorry.
Well, don't you hate that idiots catch on to things like this late? Like, it's like when the Beatles came out and it's like Little Richard's like, hey, motherfucker, I've been doing this for fucking 5 years.
Right.
Actually, he's been doing these holiday magnums for years.
Part of that conversation is going to make the book. Not the beginning part.
Sorry, you're irate on their behalf.
I'm so upset.
Well, two Arkansas chemistry professors apparently took Breaking Bad to heart. They were charged Friday in connection with making meth, just like Bryan Cranston's chemistry professor character on the AMC hit. According to the Clark County Sheriff's Department, 45-year-old Terry Bateman and 40-year-old Bradley Rowland were charged with using drug paraphernalia and manufacturing methamphetamine. Meth. We're on it. That's right. How did they get caught? Well, a spokesperson for the school said the University Science Center was closed on October 8th due to a report of an undetermined chemical odor. And initial tests indicated that there were an elevated presence of benzyl chloride, which is used to produce meth in a laboratory.
Meth is so insidious. I don't get why it's attractive. I get coke, I get pot, I get booze. Like, they're different highs, but I get the psychedelic mushrooms and stuff like that. Like, not for me, but I've tried it. I get it. Like, I go, look, I get that. Meth is just weird.
Does anyone,
and fucks you up and is evil and you can't go to bed.
Yeah,
like,
the
it's
side effects
bad.
Of it.
Yeah, it's like, it's not fun.
Does anyone dabble in meth and say, yeah, not for me? You know what I mean? Like, it's highly super addictive, right?
I've tried it before.
Well, obviously, someone has.
And it's like, it's just like, at some point, you go, like, fuck, I want to go to bed. And you go, but I can't. And then you go, I want to go to bed. And then you go, this isn't fun anymore.
And you're picking all the skin off of your arm and your face.
That's next. And then I'm like, this is no fun.
Yeah.
It's too
highly, highly addictive. Well, of course you didn't get addicted to it. You don't get addicted to anything. You're not allergic to anything.
Well, that's true. But
meth. You're on it.
I am a chocoholic.
Just on Fridays.
I know there's a chemistry, and I know some people have the alcoholic gene, and we've all known, many greats mm-hmm. have had the alcoholic gene. But I don't know. Do any of the greats have the meth gene?
Good question.
I don't know. Was Winston Churchill, was he on the meth? I'm saying, like, does it work on smart people? It's kind of what I'm asking.
I think Lemmy, notoriously, is probably the most famous person we know, is constantly on meth.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. This he was a genius.
This is not exactly what you're asking, but like, that was big in baseball in the 70s, right? Greenies and amphetamines.
I think there's a difference between uppers, mm-hmm. so to speak, and so that you can perform. That's, you know, it's that kind of that thing of like, you've been traveling on a red eye and you got to get out there and you've got to perform on stage with mm-hmm. the band or in center field with the Mets or whatever. I feel like that's an Elvis-y kind of thing. Like, I don't know. Wouldn't think of Elvis as a meth head. I'd think of him as a performance guy. It's like, take this pill, go to bed. Yeah. Then when you get up, you got to perform, you got to take this pill. And eventually, you have a war of pills, because once you start taking the ones that bring you down, you have to start taking the ones that bring you up. But
supposedly, according to Ranker.com, Adolf Hitler was prescribed a regular prescribed pill which contained crystal meth.
Wait, did we decide if he's a genius or not?
He said,
Adam, it's up
to you.
I think
by any objective measure, Hitler was a genius. He's an evil genius, but like, you know, any James Bond villain's a genius.
Mm. Well, on that note, the kamikaze pilots in Japan were notoriously on meth. That's how they got them to dive bomb into aircraft carriers.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
It's funny because they did a shot of sake before they got them. I get the sake. It's like, they must have talked about that in the command center. Like, why do we want them getting a little buzzed, a little drunk before they operate this Zero aircraft? Well, we are asking them to fly into a ship. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then now I hear your argument. That makes sense. Because I'm not a fan of drinking before you operate a tail dragger. But if you're going to fly, if we're going to ask you to fly it into a ship, then I think a little buzz helps.
Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if they said, well, he's high on meth. We need to level him out a little bit so we can really get down into it.
Yeah. And for those who don't want the sake and don't want the meth and are just high on life, enjoy the next 11 to 13 minutes.
Rufus Wainwright?
What?
Was on meth for a long time.
Oh.
Really?
I'm just looking. According to Ranker, please don't quote me on that.
Allegedly.
All right. Well, he's the guy who thinks Hitler was a genius. So.
Again, an evil genius. I want to be very clear about that.
He had all the right moves, right, Brian?
I'm, you know, the pills and the doctor and who knows what they had back in the day, the mother's little helpers and things like that. But I'm just talking about the guys that just snort it. Like, yeah. Do it. Like, yeah. Just keep doing it. Like, who are those? Now, I know there's a kind of a white trash thing, but I mean, it does seem to affect people that aren't that high up on the ladder, don't have a lot of degrees. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Other guys fall into alcoholism after they become millionaires or have a relationship with cocaine or pharmaceuticals or something like that. But that's
but the snort oxycontin of the meth. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they're people who start off with really bad teeth.
Oh, you're right.
So
they may have
the self-selecting group.
Yeah, they may be grandfathered in from an orthodontist standpoint.
They don't have as far to fall.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah.
Think of it like that.
Yeah, that was on Ranker also.
John F. Kennedy received shots of methamphetamine for cure of chronic back.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Addison's disease.
Is that what it was?
That's what he had.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did not know that. All right, I've turned the whole corner on this meth thing. Chris, find me some meth.
On it.
All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, Burger King has been hit with a class action lawsuit by a group of vegans who claim the fast food giant made false claims about its Impossible Whopper being a vegan alternative at all. The suit argues that since Burger King cooks the plant-based burger on the same grill as the meat-based burger, it cannot claim the Impossible Whoppers are vegan. It goes on to state that there are no disclosures on the menu letting customers know that the Impossible Whopper shares the same grill as the regular Whopper. The lawsuit, which was filed by a man named Philip Williams, seeks unknown damages and a court order forcing Burger King to cook Impossible Whoppers on a separate grill. Remember when this happened with McDonald's fries?
It's just we're so out of fucking problems, yeah. And these guys can't stop. And also, it lets me know. It's kind of funny because, like, I don't like to talk about myself, but here it goes. Dennis Prager once, who's a very religious man, said to me, "You're an atheist," and I said, "Yeah, I am an atheist." And he said, "Okay," and he said, "But do you wish there were a God?" And I went, "Yeah, of course I wish there were a God. Why not?" And he goes, "Oh." Well, that's surprising. And I said, why? And he said, because most people I talk to are atheists go, no, I don't wish they're God. And I go, oh, because they're assholes. They just want to argue about it. You know what I mean? It's
that is their religion.
That is their religion. And these assholes with their veganism, that's how I know they're all assholes. Like, if you just went, I don't eat meat or animal protein or whatever, fine. God bless you. But you're really pissed off at your stepdad. That's what got you into this fucking behavior. And now you have to spread it out all along the land. And that's my feeling with almost everyone in their movement. Handful actually agree with the movement or are down with the movement. The other fucking half are just assholes that are pissed at their fucking dad, and now we've become their dad. It's like me. I'm an atheist. I don't give a shit. I hope everyone's religious. I'm just not a movement. I don't want to turn my non-religion into a religion.
Well, you are pissed at your dad, but that's nothing.
I am pissed at my dad, but that's not
separate.
It's
totally
not your fault, Ryan. I could take it out on you.
Thank you.
And by the way, since when is Burger King like the hot vegan hangout?
Yeah, who's really disappointed with this?
Who cares?
No, and also I was thinking about, I was listening to poor Chick-fil-A caving to the right, left woke folk because they have to, like, they can't donate to the Salvation Army or the Christian Boys, whatever, because the LGBT community is not down with them and they're not letting them open in the San Antonio airport. And so Chick-fil-A's got a cave. But my feeling is this. If you have a killer chicken sandwich, you never have to apologize. I've learned from Popeyes.
I was going
to
say, thank
people
you,
will
Popeyes.
Fucking kill each other for your product. they'll get a fucking
other.
Fist fight in the lobby of your restaurant for $4 worth of chicken sandwich. So my thing is if you make a organic veggie burger or something, by all means, apologize. If you make a killer chicken sandwich, tell them to suck your dick because everyone needs it and they'll put all of the moral judging aside to get to your sandwich.
Oh, there was a crew one of the southern locations of Popeyes that carried a woman out the door and body slammed her onto the sidewalk.
Don't care.
Over the chicken sandwich. We'll
physically fight strangers
right.
In the street for a chicken sandwich.
So you got the goods.
And I know you couldn't tell by looking at him, but Fluffy Iglesias, Gabriel Iglesias, enjoys Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, how about that?
Is this news? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's
something I've come up before. So.
Well, you wouldn't tell by looking at it. But what I'm saying is he enjoys that sandwich. And he, like, put something up the other day, like, hey, loving a Chick-fil-A, because he's apolitical. Like, he doesn't know anything's going on. And then he got destroyed.
Oh, for enjoying a sandwich.
For enjoying the sandwich. But what I'm saying is all you super woke douchebags, good luck trying to get Fluffy not to go back into the Chick-fil-A. That's an impossibility. See what I'm saying?
This whole concept of trying to keep your money out of the wrong pockets is like the most vain, you know, just the most futile thing in the world.
Especially when it comes to chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like, I could see.
Well, especially when it comes to pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are all lunatics, but, you know, you're still going to have your pizza.
Yeah. You can make the argument where I could go, okay, maybe I won't buy Nike and I'll wear a Puma instead. Like, I could see that, yeah. But you can't make that argument with chicken sandwiches.
No.
It's fucking proven. It's scientifically proven that people will take lives.
Yeah, the evidence is all
for
around
fast
us.
Food
yes.
sandwich. Okay,
yes.
So good luck. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Meth, I'm on it.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction, and that's why we have Castrol Edge. Three times.
Meth, I'm on it.
Stronger than leading full synthetic. It is the best. It is Castrol Edge, formulated in ways to exceed the highest industry standards. It is Castrol Edge. Oh, Jeff Garland's coming in here tomorrow, so that'll be fun. Curb's coming back, so that'll be fun. Peter Millman over here. Hashtag me as well, available now on Amazon. You can bookmark us and click on through. It just makes sense. Shoot him a tweet at Peter Millman. It's M-E-H-L-M-A-N as well. Got his dog licking my licking my thigh right now. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Reno's coming up December 7th. We're doing Adam Carolla's Unprepared for the Holidays over there at the Virginia Street Brew House. So it's got the word brew and house in it. I'm down.
Got some hazy IPAs.
Oxnard Levity Live. Milwaukee, Chicago's coming up. Crank Yankers coming up on Wednesday. Or is that today? Yeah. Comedy Central, 10:30. And go find No Safe Spaces. It's spreading out all over the country, if you like. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Peter Melman, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
Oh, really, dickbag?
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla is coming right up. The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Carolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Carolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Carolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Carolla fan in your life. So get to CarollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode filled with some hot sports talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace. We were talking about the Myles Garrett incident, the helmet and everything else, and you promised us some insight on helmet technology or what you know about helmets. Lay it on us. Why don't you?
Well, I believe it was about 2 years ago, but it could have been less. It's probably less. A fan who was an engineering guy, worked for a company. I'm going to screw everything up. But his company was working on a sort of revolutionary NFL, high school, college, whatever, football helmet that was different than others and a little counterintuitive, but diabolically simple and ingenious in terms of preventing concussions. And he took the helmet. He had a like custom prototypey one made up. He painted it up and badged it up like it was my Porsche 935 Newman car, which Gary will find a picture of both.
We've got a few here. The companies. It's V-I-C-I-S, Visis.
Right. I know that guy because he came up to me at a Super Bowl, gave me a T-shirt, and said, I'm a fan of yours when you're on Adam Carolla's show.
Right.
And so, yes, I know exactly this guy. Good at marketing, if nothing else.
He's a genius. And he gave me the helmet, and I started looking at some of the NFL players and some of the helmets they were wearing, and they appeared to be the same helmet. I was basing it on the unique breather holes in the ears and the back and things of that nature. So I was starting to realize, I think guys in the NFL are wearing these helmets, and I think quite a few of them are wearing these helmets. And here's the thing about this helmet. It has a soft shell. It's not rigid.
Yeah, right.
If you took a quarter and sort of clanked it, it wouldn't make that noise. It's firm, but if you take this helmet and you put your thumbs like where the ear holes are, you can push them in. It flexes. It's not made of a hard material or fiberglass. It's a softer.
Would you rather fall on the floor and hit your head on a wooden floor or a cement floor? There is a difference. Both hurt, but there's one that's more severe.
Yeah. Right. I would choose not to fall at all, David. But
Oh.
But yes, this helmet.
Thank you, Doss.
It's called a little bit soft.
It's called the load shell, and it absorbs impact by locally deforming like a car bumper.
Right. And I think that this, and if you think about it, all these guys, I just got tapped on the freeway a few months ago. It's like back in the day when we were driving around with our parents, you had this big chrome metal bumper, car got hit, it dented the bumper versus took the impact and sort of went back into the shape. He got conked on the head, and it did catch sort of the foam patty part, but it also caught part of the edge of the helmet. It wasn't full, just, the big rubbery pad like on the bottom back of the helmet. I think he may have been wearing one of these helmets. Now Gary's got to do some sleuth work. And if, in fact, you were conked with one of these helmets versus an old style, like bike or Rydell, a bike or a Rydell would have a sharp, rigid edge and definitely cause some issues to your scalp and skull. This is a flexible edge and could have been the design of the helmet. And if I were marketing and selling this helmet, this would be my pitch. Like, of course, it's fine when it's on, but this is better when some defensive
lineman. Mason Rudolph would have been dead if it weren't for our helmet technology, right?
Yeah, now we'll see. I think it is that helmet or not.
He does wear something because, he got, remember, he got conked on the chin.
See, it's not just whacked. He's not just whacked with the back pad of the helmet. He gets hit with the meat.
If you look at that frame there, and I'll back it, Kalen will back it up between one frame before and this frame, it definitely looks like it flexes a little, to your point.
Wow. Yes, it looks like the helmet flex. And now the question is, from the game film, helmet on, is he wearing that helmet?
Right, we're investigating that as we speak.
Interesting.
I'm going to guess that it is based on what we just saw, the back. I've never studied it that closely, but I think I see those two airy kind of holes, towards the base of the back of the helmet. But it also, Myles Garrett dodges.
Well, Garrett should argue, I knew the helmet was flexible. It's essentially hitting a guy with a Nerf ball.
So wait, I wonder if it's Visis or Visis or whatever the name of the company is that has this new technology, who's the better spokesman for it? Do they hire Mason Rudolph or Myles Garrett? I use this knowing that it would only cause a boo-boo. Maybe one of those cartoon. Those are always the grossest, too, in the old cartoons when somebody gets bonked on the head and it comes up out of their hair and it's flesh-colored and it has a couple random hairs on it. Nauseating.
I don't care for that. No, I like it better when the guy's head takes the shape of whatever he was struck with, like a frying pan.
Anywho, yes.
We didn't know a lot about this technology. We didn't know a lot about brain science during when Gilligan's Island was made. We didn't know how head trauma affected one and things of that nature and, concussion protocol. But I'll tell you, Sherwood Schwartz was way off the mark because There's an episode where Gilligan got bonked on the head with a coconut and lost his memory. And the only way to regain the memory was to take another bonk by another coconut, which we now, science has proven, actually worse than not being hit with a second coconut at all, Dave. At all.
This, I think,
Sherwood Schwartz at the time can't be blamed because we didn't have CT scans and things of that nature.
Well, you know what, though? I think that we have to hold him to account and Gilligan and everybody else for that, because maybe they gave us our laissez-faire attitude towards head injuries.
You know, may be right. This could be his, you know, college frat party blackface picture that we've discovered now.
Ha ha, Sherwood Schwartz. Sure, we're funny. All really laughing.
Right.
Real funny, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, the thing that occurred to me watching that on Thursday night was, as I keep saying, among the many things, Myles Garrett really was very lucky, because if he had, let's just say he knocks him cold with a helmet. It was bad when Earl Thomas of the Ravens did it and you saw Myles Garrett slump on the field and that was scary and gross and everything. But if he had done it with just a baldly violent act that wasn't a football thing, he would be so vilified. He's already going to be vilified for the rest of his life. There will always be an asterisk now. I feel a little bad for him on that count, but he's also lucky he didn't do more damage to him. It reminds me of Jermaine O'Neal. Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, of course, has that asterisk. But Jermaine O'Neal's the one who really got away with something a little bit worse. Ace, you're going to look at it. There's no sound for it, but we'll talk over it. Jermaine O'Neal, the center, comes over for the Pacers, and there's just a random fan who stupidly runs down onto the floor. And
he cold cocks him.
He takes like a running start from like 12 feet away, winds up with a haymaker, and throws his best punch at this schnook standing there on the court. And he hits, you can tell his left foot as he steps into the punch, slips on sweat or whatever, or maybe a thrown drink or something. If he doesn't slip and he hits that guy and breaks that rando guy's jaw like that, I don't even know what. I mean, he definitely would go to jail if he just assaulted that. He got away with that. The attempt to assault was crazy, but if he really lands that thing and just breaks that guy's jaw or something like, or worse.
Oh, worse.
If that happens, Jermaine O'Neal would go to jail. He, like Myles Garrett, is lucky.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, listen, let's wrap it up there then after that powerhouse analogy. I hope. I also want to talk about the nature of hot takes. We like to do some hot takes, but there's some experts out there. Meantime, let me tell you about Geico. I've just added to the good sports to-do list, talk about hot takes in sports and beyond. Everybody's got one of those to-do lists. It could include drop off your dry cleaning, pick up milk, so on and so forth. Now you should save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And if you don't have to drop off or pick up anything, that's all the better. All you do is you go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. That's the most rewarding to-do you'll do today. All right, that's it for this week's run of good sports. We'll be back next week for you. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Hot Sports Talk, Good Sports Out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the Ace Man live at adamcarolla.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.